Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. Turf professionals and homeowners can get the latest on lawn care and related turf management techniques at a field day next Thursday, the 13th, at UK Spindletop Research Farm in Lexington. Greg Munshaw and their turf grass research group says professionals can get all kinds of educational units for certifications, and homeowners can benefit as well.
Over the last 3 or 4 years, we have turned it into more of a teaching program where people can come up to our research site and see how things should be done. And so we're still catering to a lot of professionals. We get a lot of lawn care professionals, sports turf and golf course as well. But now we're also focusing on things for the home lawn. And so even homeowners can come out and pick up some things for making their lawns and their landscapes better.
Improving overall landscape health isn't difficult, but takes some work and proper timing.
A lot of times we walk into the big box stores and you'll see the fertilizer and seed and all that sort of stuff out in the spring, but the best time to be putting that stuff out, planting seed or fertilizing lawns, is in the fall. And so it's the exact opposite of what we think about, but that is the kind of stuff that we try and train people on, is how to do things properly to make your lawn as healthy as it possibly can be.
There are some nominal fees for homeowners and professionals. Details online at uky.edu/ag/UKTurf. Pre-registration is requested by this Friday. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
During next Thursday's Turf Grass Field Day, Greg Munshaw says significant attention will be given to dealing with the bad bugs and protecting the good ones.
We've all heard about the chemicals that are potentially harming bees when we're trying to target insect pests, and a section of the field day will be focused on managing insects without harming bees. And then we also want to attract pollinators to the lawns because we know that pollinators are very important. And making sure that they're healthy is important to us.
He says they expect a good crowd and one field day feature impacting attendance. They have a t-shirt.
We brought in over 400 people last year, and I think one of the things is we have a different commemorative t-shirt every year, and it's become one of those things that people want to have.
Details online at uky.edu/ag/UKTurf. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.